Once again, Michael Feldman.
Oh, yeah. Give me that microphone. Oh.
Okay.
Give me my microphone back, will you?
Something else you had to add to what you were saying?
Well, when I'm in the donut coffee room, a lot of people come up to me and say, hey, are you going to say happy birthday?
Give me that. Same thing every week. I give him a chance to say something. He goes through the same routine every week. If I can buy a ticket to the What Do You Know at the senior citizen rate, why am I not retired? Kind of a philosophical question. What do you save, like $2? Doesn't pay to retire if you just save $2. $5? Whoa, that's worth it then. Right in the old retirement account then with the $5. I can't answer that one. If you believe in reincarnation and could come back as an animal, what would that be and why? I think Puggle right now is what I'm thinking. I have a Puggle, and right now she's the most important person in the world to me. Because the daughters have gone off to school, you know, they got their things to do. I'm an artifact, reproductive artifact, I always call myself. So, and then you think we come, and then, but so Tina, my Puggle, is increasingly, it's kind of embarrassing, actually, how increasingly important she is to me. But I thought I'd come back and hang out with Tina or her offspring. But she can't have offspring because she's a Puggle, and it's a laboratory thing, you know, so I don't know. Very confusing. But the question is, Ed Dashhound is here. Dashhound. And I'm wondering if you would have the same answer. Or similar. Ed, are you here? Ed. Okay, let's find out what a Dashhound would come back as. He's sitting in back here because he thinks we can't get to him, but we have our ways. Look at this. I can actually perambulate over there. Sure. Feel free to get up. How are you, Ed?
Fine. It's Dashgund.
Oh, okay. Never mind then. Sit down. Okay. Got that entirely wrong, I'll tell you. Thought it was Dashhund. Lane conditions at the... Oh, by the way, it's Pokemon. Any of you here for the Pokemon Regionals? Pokemon Regionals today. Are you here for that? What is that? Can you? What are you doing at Pokemon Regional? What?
It's in the basement at 10 o'clock.
I know it's in the basement at 10 o'clock, but what is it?
I don't know what it is. It's a game of some sort.
But this is the regionals. This is pretty important. It's like the Final Four, Pokemon Final Four or something. Anyone know? Okay.
They don't serve donuts.
No, and the state bowling tournament also. Anyone going to that? You are, sir? Is your name Dashun by any chance? Because that's a long trip over there if you're not a Dashun of some sort, or at least. Okay. State bowling tournament. Oh, boy. This gets a longer walk every season. How are you?
Good. I'm good.
Yeah. Are you a bowler?
Yes. Actually, Ed and I are friends.
You know Ed.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. That's good. So far. You're a good pick so far, just for that connection.
Well, yeah.
Are you a bowler?
I claim to be, yes. Yeah.
Will you be bowling?
I'm...
What? You rolled a 300 last week?
It was a 9-pin tap tournament, which means that if you get 9 pins, it counts as a strike. So,
A tap tournament, they call it? Taps are running, basically, right?
That's part of it, yes, yeah. Yes. But I had the first 10 real ones.
You did?
Yes.
How many do you need? Isn't that 10 is all you need, isn't it?
12.
Oh, and you 9 to the last two?
Yes. That's correct.
Thank God for those tap tournaments. They come in handy sometimes.
They're
quite remarkable.
Yeah, well, yeah, it was fun.
And who are you bowling for tonight?
I don't think we have a team name. Oh, Saba Construction.
Saba Construction. Are you on the team as well?
Yes, I am.
What's your average?
This year, my high average was 199.98.
Are you sure about those figures?
You bet, because I wanted 200 and I couldn't quite do it. So,
what's your average?
About 188, 189, 187.
Very good. And do you know who you're bowling against or how that works?
We are bowling against all the rest of the people in the state.
Okay. Well, thank you. That's been very helpful. Totally fascinating. And nice talking to you, but congratulations.
Well, thanks.
Okay, good. State bowling tournament after the Pokemon Regionals. No one here is in the Pokemon Regionals and knows anything about it, huh? That's shocking. What, you do?
He does.
He does?
Sure.
He says he doesn't.
He was in contest.
What?
Not currently, but he was in contest.
Can I get you to stand over here just a second because we're right in front of the speaker. It's all right. It's okay. I noticed that, like, I came in the building and there were these strange-looking statuary of odd-looking creatures. Is that part of the Pokemon thing, do you think?
That sounds right. When I was 12 years old, I was the 71st ranked Pokemon world champion.
And you're so self-effacing about it.
Huh?
So self-effacing about it.
It's kind of not cool when you're 25.
Only if you're still doing it. You're not still doing it, right?
No.
So that's okay. This is nostalgia then. But, you know, my girls collected Pokemon cards. But and I know there's a game associated with it, but what is actually the game? How is it played?
It's like, well, it's a card game. There's like each player has 60 cards, and your Pokemon battle each other, and yeah, it's super cool.
Kind of makes you want to go back to it, doesn't it? Well, let me ask you. You'd have to see the expression there, I guess. And then in the regionals, these are Pokemon players from all over the country, I would think.
Yeah, it's very serious. You got your own little card group that you play at every Saturday, and then they all, you know, the tournament against each other, and then the winners go play each other. And,
yeah. Interesting. And then, are you going?
No, and I wasn't aware this was happening.
Yeah, well, that's downstairs.
I'm out of the loop. Maybe I should check that out, though.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Right,
thank you.
What's your name again?
Coleman.
Thank you very much. All right. After all these years. Time to play the What Do You Know quiz. Chance to win fabulous prizes just for being fabulous. Could I get you to read that, please, if you don't mind? You are?
Kaja Suchomilová. I'm from Czech Republic, exchange student for this school year.
Very nice. Nice to have you here.
So the four disclaimers. Number one, all questions used on What Do You Know have been Ben Kingsley research, although the answers have not. Ambiguous, misleading, or poorly worded questions are par for the course. Listeners who are stinkers for the truth should get their own shows. Number two, feed the squirrels all winter, and in spring they eat your flowers. Number three, persons employed by the International House of Radio or its member stations are lucky to be working at all, let alone tying up the office phones trying to play the quiz. Listeners who have won recently should sit on their hands and let someone else have a chance for a change. Number four, all opinions expressed on What Do You Know are well-reasoned and insightful. Needless to say, they are not those of the International House of Radio, its members, stations, or lakeys. Anyone who says otherwise is itching for a fight.
Great job. Let's see the hands of those of you who want to try them at the quiz. A chance for you to win fabulous prizes. Or not so good, but at least they're free. There's not a lot of... There's a gentleman way in back there, way in back, and I like the guys way in back because they think they can rise above it. Come on over here to the, come over to the aisle. I'll meet you over here. You want to do this, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Give me one good reason you should.
I get the best seat in the house. I know when the cicadas are coming to Wheeling, West Virginia.
Okay, and your name is?
Rich from Ashtabula.
Rich from Ashtabula. You can't beat that. Come on down, Rich. Come on down. Well, what do you know, stage? Rich from Ashtabula. Come on, he's still coming. You got him. It's a long walk from way back there. Have a seat there, Rich. You know how she works, this quiz here, Rich?
Yes, I've called in once or twice.
You have?
Yes.
Just once or twice or
yes.
often? And
well, once or twice I got
through. Are you hanging
through.
On the line?
Yes.
Usually?
Usually.
Yeah? From Ashtabula.
Yes. It's in Ohio.
I know where Ashtabula is.
Okay.
Yeah. It's pretty famous.
It's don't actually mentioned in a Bob Dylan song.
He does?
Yes.
What does he rhyme it with?
San Francisco and Honolulu.
Oh, yeah, at Ashtabula. I do remember that. You're right. That's right. Very good. And what do you do out there these days?
I work at a wastewater treatment facility, treats hazardous waste.
Wow.
And
that's
cool. I'm a chemist, so
you
it's,
are.
It's a good fit.
Good. Excellent. 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 And for fun, what do you like to do, Rich?
I do some community theater.
You do?
Yes.
Are you in a role currently?
I had to turn down a role so I could come here tonight.
Oh, no. What role did you turn down?
I was a funeral director in Our Town by Thornton Wilder.
Oh, that's a good one.
My son Philip's in a play here in Madison, so that's why we came in addition to this show.
Oh, so it wasn't just me.
Yeah, it wasn't just you.
I don't feel so bad now. It's double that. That's good. Have you played in Our Town before?
Yes, I was Dr. Gibbs in 1992.
Oh, yeah.
And this time I play the funeral director, Joe Stoddard. Or I have
so
turned
that,
it down.
Are you moving up or down as far as cast?
Up in age, down in importance of the role.
Yeah. You should be the guy off stage, the whatever they call him.
Oh, the stage manager.
Yeah, yeah, that dude.
He was already set, so.
Yeah. Who got it?
His name's Tom. Tom Milligan.
Man, he always gets it.
Steve Rhodes is in the show, and
that's tough.
Yeah.
They should, you know, give it up once in a while. Especially,
I know.
Especially Tom.
Yeah. He had better hair than I did, so.
Yeah, but for the stage director, you're perfect.
Okay.
I think. Tell him I said so.
Okay, I will.
All right. Rich, someone out there plays along with you. You know how it works, I guess.
Yes.
They have to answer a qualifying question, and how do they do that, Michelle?
They're going to pick up the phone and dial 1-800-942-5669 and answer the question.
Okay, we want to know the percentage of men who shop when they're sad. Within how many percent?
10.
Within 10%, okay. We got Marjorie, notice on the line here, from Woodstock, Maryland. Hey, Marjorie.
Hi.
How are you?
Okay.
Well, that's good. Are you not sure? Or?
Oh, well, I'm kind of recovering from a broken arm.
Oh, no. How's it going? How much more you got in the cast?
Well, it's been a week so far, so.
Oh, okay. Got a while yet,
a little
huh?
slow.
Yeah. Is it kind of itchy then?
Well, no, I have an external fixator on instead of a cast, so it's not itchy. It's just annoying because I keep poking myself with it.
Oh, yeah, Pokemon. I keep thinking poke. Got to get that off my mind. Marjorie, percentage of men who shop when they're sad?
Men, huh? I would say 50%.
Don't you think that's a little high, Marjorie? We're talking men here and...
Men, well, maybe
mostly they buy electronics, or we buy, I think, when they're sad, or
okay.
Or beer. Or beer and electronics are a good combination.
Beer and electronics.
Yeah.
Okay, well, how about 20%?
I don't think that's a little low, though, don't you think? Because, I mean, we have emotions.
Well, how close do I have to be?
What?
How close do I have
within 5%,
be?
You know.
Oh, within 5%.
Yeah. I'm not trying to steer you here, and really it's not fair that I keep kind of pushing it towards it. I just sort of liked you right off the bat, Marjorie.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, how about
35% then? That's good. 39.8. And that's within Marjorie. I know that's not fair, but what the heck? She broke her arm. She deserves something. Is something going on there? Are they waiting for you for something, Marjorie?
Oh, no. My parents just walked in, so I told them they would have to wait a few minutes.
Oh, your parents won't. Say hi to your folks for me. You guys got something going on today, or?
Well, they're going to take me out for lunch to try to cheer me up for my broken arm.
Yeah, yeah. Are they going to have to feed you? That'd be weird, having your parents feed you after all these years.
No, it's my right hand, but I can still feed myself.
Okay, Marjorie, Rich.
Hi, Marjorie.
Marjorie.
Hi.
He's your partner. Okay, you know how this works. The two of you collaborate.
Yes.
Check with each other and all this. And we have various categories, don't we, Michelle?
We do. The categories are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school, had you been paying attention, science, or odds and ends.
Okay, Marjorie, let you pick the first one. What would you like?
Oh, how about things you should have learned in school?
School it is. All right, what's the big deal about having two anal fins?
I think it means that it's a male fish.
Oh. Well, Rich, want to weigh in on this?
I'm certainly open for suggestions.
Maybe you can direct things better in the back.
Now, this is a fossil they discovered of a fish that had two fins back there, where usually they have one, you know. Two
oh, so it's done directly.
They're known as anal fins because that's, well, where the heck are they? So factor that into your thinking. Any?
This isn't multiple choice.
No, it's, should have learned this in school. I'm surprised you didn't.
I don't know. Is it? I guess it's more of an indication that they're getting ready to develop legs for going onto land. I don't know.
Well, that's an excellent idea.
Can we accept
idea,
that?
Yeah.
Yes, it's the first that. Idea about paired limbs, having paired limbs.
Marjorie.
Holy cow, really good insight there. Nice
well,
thinking.
Well, they didn't say it was a fossil the first time.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's one right and none wrong.
They are fossilized anal fins. That makes a difference. Okay, great. So that's one right. And what now? What's left?
Current events, people, places, science, or odds and ends?
Rich?
Let's try places.
Places it is. What role would you like to have? Not necessarily in our town, but is there...
I like Dr. Chumley and Harvey.
Dr. Chumley Dr. and Harvey. Chumley. Oh, you could knock that out of the park.
Yeah. It's yeah. a favorite of mine.
Yeah. That would be a good role. That'd be a great role. But I haven't seen that in a while. That was a great
the
movie.
A great show.
Yeah. I didn't see it. Never saw the show, but I saw the movie. I loved it. okay. Percentage of French adults drinking wine on a daily basis. Is it soixante-neuf, cinquante plus ou moins, ou dix-sept? Don't make me repeat them.
So we don't get the English translation?
Oh, 69, cinquante, 50? 50 or 17?
I think it's rather high.
Oh.
I would think so.
69? I'll say 69. What do you say, Marjorie?
That sounds good to me.
No, I'm sorry. It's decept. Decept.
Oh.
It's plummeted.
Wow.
Yeah, it's plummeted to 17% now.
Wow.
French drink wine on a daily basis. They're down to 57 liters per year per person.
That's one right and one wrong.
Uh-oh.
Oh, jeez. Okay, so what's left there?
Current events, people, science, or odds and ends?
Don't worry about that. Marjorie, what would you like?
Oh, let's try science.
Where are you going to lunch then, do you know?
I'm not sure. They haven't told me what they want to do yet.
Yeah, they're paying, right?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay, cool. What prevented man's early hominin predecessor from swinging his arms when he walked? Was it A, his hands were dragging on the ground, B, they were blocked by his belly, or C, arms were attached at the elbow in those days?
I would say A.
Yes, dragging the arms?
Dragging the
yeah,
the
I would
knuckles.
Think we'd be dragging the arms.
Hmm.
Is that
you'd be,
A?
You'd be no. thinking that too, Marjorie?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, no, I'm sorry. They were blocked by his belly. He had a large rib cage, actually, so it wasn't so much
oh.
belly, but it was...
So we're not doing so well.
He walked like this, sort of. They would just bang up against his...
That's the same problem I have.
Yeah. I can relate. I understand. Yeah.
One right, two wrong.
All right, so don't get any wronger and get righter as time goes by.
Uh-oh.
In fact... We got time for one more question here. I say if you get this one right, we're going to call it a win.
Current events, people, or odds and ends?
Okay. Is it you? Yes.
Odds and ends.
Odds and ends. For all the money here.
Okay.
Does it do a squirrel any good to wave its tail at a rattlesnake? This was a government-sponsored research, I want you to know. Your tax bill paid for this one. Does it do a squirrel any good to wave its tail at a rattlesnake? Or not?
I'll say no, because they tell you to stand still when you see a snake.
But they don't tell squirrels that necessarily.
Yeah, and I would think that if it was waving its tail, that maybe the snake would strike at its tail instead of at its body.
But you don't know that.
No, I don't know that.
No, of course.
I'm not a squirrel.
The surprising result from a government study on squirrels and rattlesnakes. Does it do a squirrel any good? Any slightest bit of good? To wave its tail when a rattlesnake is there.
I'll say yes.
Any good?
Yes. Yes.
Some good? Marjorie?
Some good.
Yes, that's right. It does it a little bit of good. Less likely to be bitten. Holy cow, they pulled it off. Michelle.
Rich, you can savor World Championship cheese along with a variety of other handcrafted artisanal cheeses and their perfect companions from Fromagination. Marjorie, you'll wake to the lively and satisfying taste of Steepenbrew's breakfast blend and sail through the afternoon with sweet and flavorful Costa Rican Terrazu from Madison's Steepenbrew Coffee. Coffee done right. And each of you can promote clean comedy for people born before seatbelts, Twitter, and Facebook wearing a t-shirt from the Baby Boomer Comedy Show from Kent Rader Speaks. And expand your horizons with the book What Do You Know? Test your knowledge with the ultimate collection of amazing trivia, quizzes, stories, fun facts, and everything else you never knew you wanted to know by Michael Feldman from Bristol Books. Congratulations to you both.
Thank you.
Hey, and